On Wednesday, anti-racism and environmental organizers, including New Yorker News, Citizen Action, and All of Us, gathered in West Capitol Park to bring attention to the role of racism in the climate crisis and support the Climate and Community Investment Act, also known as the CCIA. The rally is part of a week of action to support the CCIA and the federal Thrive Agenda, a virtual town hall meeting with state legislators, and U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is scheduled for this Friday. I spoke with Victoria Whalen of New Yorker News. I'm with Victoria Whalen with New Yorker News. Victoria, you spoke at today's rally about the Climate and Community Investment Act. You spoke at today's rally about the Climate and Community Investment Act. For those who may have never heard of this, what does this act do?
Basically, this is an act that funds the just transition for the people of New York State. It is making polluters pay, and by polluters, I mean corporate polluters and fossil fuel companies, $55 per ton of greenhouse gas emission and other harmful co-pollutants that they put into our communities. And that money will directly go into BIPOC frontline communities, such as community-based organizations. We are funding the care economy, so child independent care, focusing on youth, focusing on greenifying schools, as well as renewable energy, large-scale renewable energy in New York State. So solar arrays, offshore grid and wind, different things like that. It's truly a bill for the people of New York State.
Can you talk more about where the funding will come from?
Sure. So the funding, like I said, will be coming directly from corporate polluters, and by tracking and just things like that, whatever they put into the air that is negative on our health, such as carbon, methane, things like that, we will charge $55 per ton. And in total, that'll be about $15 billion per year that we can invest in New York State. And that's what we mean by renewable economy, because we'll keep getting that money back. And slowly over time, that money will actually increase. So 55 will turn into 60, then 65. So then over time, the billions of dollars we'll get will be put back into our communities.
Can you talk about the anti-racism priorities in this legislation?
Yes, so what I mentioned before when I said defunding the police is the same thing as the CCIA, we truly mean that. None of our money will be going into prison systems. None of our money will be going to, you know, police and any of that related infrastructure, because truly to, you know, free ourselves from this climate crisis, we need to defund structures that, you know, help support it, essentially.
And what's the next step for the bill?
The next step for the bill, so right now we are in recess, which means all the representatives are kind of going home to, you know, relax, take a break, and then they're going to be coming right back after this week, and we will be actually having a Senate hearing on April 13th to talk about the CCIA. We'll be having written testimony, public testimony. It is also open to the public. It will be on Zoom. Unfortunately, we cannot go into the beautiful State Capitol building, but it will be on Zoom, and we will be advocating for the CCIA to hope it gets passed this legislative session, which would end in about June. So hopefully it works out.
And how can people join the town hall this Friday?
People can join the town hall this Friday by going to New Yorker News at any of our social media. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are posting tons of information about it. You can also go to our Action Network, which will have the registration and RSVP information, and you will get a Zoom link, and it'll all be good to go.
Sounds great. And then how can people support the Climate and Community Investment Act?
People can support in a numerous of ways. They can follow us on our social media handles. They can go to the events that we're at, such as the rallies. We also do a ton of lobbying. So if you think your representative, you know, might want to sign on, lobby for them, call them, email them, let them know that, hey, I think you would be a great person to add to additional support for the CCIA. You know, small things like telling your friends, telling your family, telling your coworkers, emailing them, just spreading the word is essentially the best way to get involved with the CCIA.
And Michaela did an amazing speech on climate justice, but is there anything that, any comment that you'd like to make on climate justice?
Climate justice is racial justice. I feel like that's just self-explanatory. If we want to really change the planet, we need to look at our race relations with each other and truly help those who are impacted most. And I'll just say it again, climate justice is racial justice.
And anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Let's get the CCIA passed. Hashtag pass the CCIA.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I get a picture?
Sure.
You just heard Victoria Whalen of New Yorker News on the New York State Climate and Community Investment Act. A town hall meeting on climate justice legislation is scheduled for this Friday at 6:30 p.m. online. Email info@newyorkrenews.org for more information. For HMM, I'm Alexis Goldsmith.